and Escanaba wins the game 10-3. And Scotty,
how's it going?
Okay, so in Detroit tonight, Miggy has a double and a home run against Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't bunt, almost put one out.
Yeah, I just came off the bat, and I instantly thought it was gone too. I mean, I just heard the crowd. I heard the ball come off the bat. So I started jogging to first, and it just hits the top of the fence. I was really disappointed.
That's right. But you seem to have your best games, and you don't know it at the time when you have to play. But when Miggy's doing good down in Detroit, at the same time, you're doing good.
Yeah, I don't know. It just coincidence, I guess.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I buy coincidence once, maybe not twice. So you settled in now, Scotty. You know, early in the year, you were trying to learn a few things. You hadn't played baseball in 3 years. You feel you got it now?
Yeah. It's just everything just clicked one day. And ever since then, I feel like I've been playing for years.
So describe that. Where did he throw you? Was it fastball in or half or what?
It was a chest-high fastball. It was just right down the middle, and I just took it. I told myself before the game, too, I was going to go yard on him, but I don't know.
Did you tell Carson that?
No. I was just self-confidence, I guess. I don't know. I was just feeling good all day.
Yeah, I got you there. Okay, Scotty, send your shout-outs, man.
Shout-out to my coach and my mom and my grandpa.
Yeah, you wait till you hear the broadcast of that. With your grandpa sitting right where you're sitting now.
I can't wait.
All right, man. Good job.
Thank you.
We're back to wrap it up in 60 seconds.